1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruling that former President Trump does not have immunity from prosecution in the federal election interference case against him. It also comes as a D.C. appeals court has similarly ruled that Trump is not immune from civil lawsuits stemming from the January 6th riot either. Authorities in Los Angeles warning about a possible serial killer targeting the homeless. Three people experiencing homelessness have been killed over a four-day span. Police ramping up patrols.
Authorities have created a task force and a 24-hour hotline. Also, the Los Angeles police chief is reaching out to law enforcement across the region to see if they've had any similar incidents.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. Beleaguered New York Republican Congressman George Santos has been ousted from the House following a vote on Friday. That's after a scathing ethics report and as he awaits federal criminal charges. Fighting has resumed in Gaza as a multi-day ceasefire collapsed as Israel accuses Hamas of violating the terms. This is ABC News. The federal inmate accused of stabbing the former police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd has been charged.
On November 24th, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who's serving time in a federal prison in Tucson, Arizona, was stabbed by a fellow prisoner. Prosecutors say that prisoner was 52-year-old John Turskak. He's now been charged with attempted murder for allegedly using a knife he crafted to stab Chauvin. The attack allegedly happened in the law library in the prison. Prosecutors say Turskak told prison guards if they hadn't responded so quickly, he would have killed Chauvin. Chauvin is recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The woman who oversaw weapons on the set of the movie Rust, where actor Alec Baldwin shot and killed a cinematographer in 2021, has pleaded not guilty to an unrelated charge of carrying a gun into a Santa Fe, New Mexico bar. The charges stem from an incident days before she was hired to work as the armorer on the film. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Needs to know. Senate Democrats have elected Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader. Hesselbein was elected to represent Middleton in the Senate last fall after a decade of serving in the Assembly. Earlier this week, Melissa Agard stepped down as minority leader after announcing her run for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein beat Senators Kelda Royce and Jeff Smith in a vote for minority leader on Friday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal firm Law Forward says it's about voters choosing their lawmakers and not the other way around.
If we get back to the feedback mechanisms of democracy, that's the win. It's not about which party wins in 2024. I just think that's overly reductive.
Mandel spoke at a WISP politics gathering on Thursday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose in overtime in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A surprising loss for Milwaukee. The Bucks made a comeback in the fourth quarter, but Alex Caruso's three-point shot sent it into overtime, and the Bulls win 120 to 113. Adrian Griffin said head coach Billy Donovan had the Bulls ready.
Number one, give them credit. They played extremely hard. Billy got those guys playing with a lot of energy. Well, we didn't do it for the full 48 minutes of the game.
College hoops, big game tomorrow. The Badgers host Marquette at 11:30. The Golden Eagles are ranked third in the nation. NFL, the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. Everyone waiting to see if Taylor Swift will be in Green Bay to see her boyfriend, tight end Travis Kelce. Gymnast Simone Biles will be there to cheer on her husband, Jonathan Owens, who will be covering Kelce.
Try to get hands on him, but keep your leverage. That's the biggest thing. And just comes down to winning, man, and competing.
That's Packers safety Jonathan Owens. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 16. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. Chance for snow tomorrow night, 27. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 16.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's Friday. It is
Happy Friday.
We have been waiting for all week at least. Not just any Friday, a glorious Friday, because today is the day that George Santos got expelled.
Oh,
from the Congress.
A historic Friday. Good to see you, Nate, on the board. Our fair audience, happy expulsion Friday today.
Expulsion Friday. Let Dom name this one.
Yeah.
You know, we often do what Dom wants to do around here. Aren't you a fashion plate there? All black is customary. Colored t-shirt. A little color there.
Guns and Roses t-shirt, man. Yeah.
Black Guns and Roses t-shirt.
Yes, there you go.
And shades. You're wearing shades, Dom.
Come on, man. You know, I ran out of the house kind of late. Took a long time to get out here. Traffic, whatever. And then I realized, oh, my God, I didn't grab my spectacles. I don't have my regular glasses, so I'm wearing my prescription sunglasses right now. I'm not just being cool.
It's
I'm
not just
trying to read
a fashion statement. Like every other time in life, I've seen you wear your sunglasses daytime, nighttime, public spaces.
I have sensitive eyes.
Yeah, I know why that is. Or at least I have my suspicions. Because I understand you like high drama, like the sort the Dem caucuses going through over here at the Wisconsin State Senate. Dom, we're supposed to have a fine guest at 5:30. Melissa Agar, the outgoing minority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate. Here's the problem, though. She's got to help them find a new leader of the minority party, the Democrats in this case, at the Wisconsin State Senate. And guess what? They just started caucusing, like at 4:00.
Oh, it's a little late. I mean, but how long could it really take? I mean, just a few rounds of rock, paper, scissors, and we should be done, right?
I wish I could see your eyeballs. There they are. There they are. You know, you make me ponder a few things in life, Dom.
Yeah.
Like my mortality sometimes, because your ass is going to kill me one of these days. But here's what I'm thinking. You know.
All right, what's that?
I'm thinking there's at least some small percentage chance that we would die together.
What?
because we hang out a lot, you know, and we ride in the cars.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
just proximity. Speaking, a right, freaking meteor could crash down and we're sitting in the same room. We both get squished, right? So yes. There is some possibility we could get buried on the very same day or, you know, because we've died of the same occurrence. But I was always hopeful you'd go first.
Yeah.
And I was always thoughtful, Dom, that when they buried you, I'd make sure they put the sunglasses on you.
Yes, thank you.
Because I've always thought you'd need them where you're going.
Oh, Crudy, I don't believe in any of that, but I do appreciate it. If there were such a thing, I would have my glasses.
You know what else I want to talk about today, Tom, other than the expulsion of George Santos, because that's sort of your big deal. You know what I'm in love with? Other than Bill Press, our fine guest, coming at 5 o'clock today, the happier, happy hour podcaster, pundit, friend of the Devil's Advocates, Bill Press.
Prognosticator, friend of the Devil's Advocates, yes.
Gavin Newsom, governor of the great state of California. And if I had my way, Dom, he'd be the number one draft pick for the Democratic Party to be the next president of the United States of America. He's my number one. I'd trade up to make Gavin Newsom. I mean, I didn't
watch it live. Saw a few of the clips this morning on the webs. Did you watch it live? And what was your takeaway?
I watched it live. I thought about watching it twice, Dom.
Oh, wow.
I was a Fox News glued to the TV viewer last night. I didn't think this little showcase between Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, hosted by Sean Hannity, I didn't think it would go as well as it went for my belief system that is exactly the Democrat we need, that this time calls for Gavin Newsom. And he was a hell of a surrogate for Joe Biden last night. We need that guy on the stump, man. Sign him to a contract, Joe. This guy needs to be out there as your wingman at every campaign stop. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But the way he campaigned, he just beat the living snot out of Ron DeSantis on Fox News. He was so close to crying.
I mean, rhetorically, of course.
Almost physically. And then it was very, very funny as the debate ended. Mrs. Crudy had actually come home and I'm like, oh, baby, you've missed it. This has been quite interesting. And they were wrapping up. They were wrapping up. And, you know, it actually wrapped up with Newsom, instead of following the directive of the host, the moderator. And Hannity did kind of lose control through most of the debate, but that was to be expected. But, you know, he kind of wrapped up with the campaign stump speech for Joe Biden and the good old U.S. of 8. Now, he did acknowledge DeSantis first. Oh, he's a family man. He's got these beautiful kids and a beautiful wife. And I'm sure he loves his country just like I do. But let me tell you why my policies are better. And Joe Biden's policies are better. And anyways, man, that wrapped up. Little closing statement. And okay, we're done here. You know, we've got 20 more minutes on the show, though. And both agreed going into the commercial break. Well, let's debate more overtime, sort of impromptu.
Oh, nice.
They're doing an encore as they go to break. And then they come back from break. And it was kind of like the last time I ever appeared on Fox News. I was supposed to be in a two-parter, Dom. There was no part two. There was no overtime. Like someone
talked about it. They're ready to roll. And by the time they come back, that wasn't happening.
It was not happening. And I strongly suspect it was not because Gavin Newsom had somewhere to be for dinner.
I got to get to a fundraiser.
I think DeSantis was about done. You know, I mean, when the other guy says, yeah, let's keep going. Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
I think I hear my mom calling. Wait, mom. Oh, the lights are on. It's dark. I got to go home. Sorry.
My arm, it's broken.
I don't know what the excuse leveled, but, you know, Sean trying to balance it out didn't point out, oh, it was DeSantis tired of getting his ass handed to him on Fox News. The guy's supposed to be running for president, but, you know, you of sunglasses at day, night, and bedtime fame, you are leading with your favorite grievance, the expulsion. George Santos, you've been watching this thing like Swifties watch a Chiefs game.
Crudy, can you believe it? We talked about it yesterday. I know some folks wanted to talk about other topics, but I think this one was very, very, very important. I mean, this is historical. And Bernie Sanders, if you haven't read the op-ed of The Guardian, certainly go and check that out. It is moving, and we do appreciate ourselves some Bernie. But Lawrence Andrea writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Crudium, Wisconsin Rep. Style Grothman joined Democrats in bipartisan vote to expel disgrace Santel. So my math says, Grudy, Gallagher, Tiffany, Fitzgerald, and Van Orden.
Oh, yeah.
All down for keeping George Santel.
The freaky four.
Oh, man. Wisconsin's House members were divided Friday as the chamber voted to expel embattled New York Republican Santos, first-term lawmaker accused of theft and fraud, who has admitted to fabricating much of his personal and professional life. I'm not Jewish, Crudy. I'm Jewish. Four Wisconsin Republicans voted against removing Santos, largely noting the freshman lawmaker has not yet been convicted of any of the 23 federal felony charges he faces. But the chamber ultimately expelled him on a 311-114 vote, reaching the necessary two-thirds majority threshold to remove a member. 105 Republicans backed the expulsion resolution, along with 206 Democrats.
My understanding, they only needed 290, so they cleared the threshold by like 25 votes, Tom.
21
votes, my bad.
Stile and Grothman voted with Pocan and my congressman, Gwen Moore, to remove Santos from office. Here is a quote from Grothman. I think it was the most important thing to do, said Grothman, who originally voted against expulsion but switched his vote after talking to other New York Republicans. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "The guy's been a fraud, a con man, a huckster from day one," Mark Pocan said before the vote. "Quite honestly, we should have gotten rid of him right away."
Like now?
Like now. Let's see. We got Van Orden's got a quote in here, too. Wisconsin Republicans made similar arguments about, of course, not being convicted. Fitzgerald, Gallagher, as mentioned, Van Orden voted against the expulsion. Van Orden, a freshman lawmaker, we know him, says the conduct was, disturbing, specifically pointing to allegations that Santos falsely reported hundreds of thousands of dollars in personal loans the Ethics Committee labeled fictitious. But he noted Santos has been charged, but not yet convicted. Here's the quote. "If, in fact, this is all true and he gets convicted of these things, of course he should be expelled. But where do you draw that line?"
You've been convicted, Van Orden.
Right? Bringing a gun onto a plane. You can't bring a gun onto a plane.
That was before he was a congressman? Question mark?
Tiffany said this. "The thing that concerns me is, has he been convicted of a crime? I think it's a really serious matter to expel somebody from the House. I don't think we should take that lightly." Both Fitzgerald and Gallagher, after the vote, suggested they found the ethics report on Santos concerning, but both men similarly cited his lack of a conviction as a reason for their opposition to the expulsion.
Let me get you a contrary quote. One more. "He's an embarrassment to the institution." I like to think that, just because they call us honorable, we should be honorable. There's nothing honorable about him. Don, we got an honorable guest, a friend of ours, Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. Don't forget, Fridays, it's 420, time for the 420 Facts. Come back with us. And also, Don, more troubles for Ron DeSantis. He needs some shades. Although the future looking less and less bright all the time. I mean, the Koch brothers turned against him and picked Nikki Haley. And he got his ass handed to him by Newsom last night in the debate stage. And then there was this whole thing about his friend.
His best friend.
Being in a thruple. Come back, Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspect, and more politics.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I've been joined here by a friend of ours. He is Alan Robinson, a fine sponsor and proprietor of the Herbal Aspect. He brings us the 420 facts on Friday afternoons. Welcome back to the WMDX 92.7 studios, Alan.
I do bring the 420 facts. Thanks for having me, Mike. How
hey,
you guys
Alan.
Doing? What up,
crew?
I'm crew.
That's Dominic.
That's Dom. You should know. He's the one that normally wears the sunglasses.
Dom, I'm sorry. I've been having cannabis today.
Yeah. Well, that's all right, man.
You know,
you and me, it's all right.
We brought in about, well, I think we got 6 or 7 new strains in this today, and I had to try them all so that we could.
The work is grueling.
Quality control is very important, Alan.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Alan, before we do the 420 facts, one of our favored advocates in the state legislature, the sponsor of the legalized recreational marijuana bill, well, she's leaving, the caucus leader, Melissa Agard. She was supposed to join us a little bit later in the show. She's sticking around because they got to pick a new caucus leader, but we're going to miss Melissa.
Yeah.
She's not in bed. She's running for Dane County Executive, but she's no longer going to be at the Capitol doing the God's work.
That is a fact. And as a leader on this issue, she has been, Captain Cannabis, as far as I'm concerned. I have noted that the policies that she's introduced in the state Capitol have been particularly favorable to communities that have been negatively impacted by cannabis prohibition. Specifically, there is a provision in one of her bills, or in her most recent bill, that puts I think it's 60% of the excise tax from cannabis would be going right back to the communities that were most negatively impacted by cannabis prohibition. So that reads black and brown people.
Well, that's no way to win Robin Voss over.
She ain't trying to win Robin Voss over, right? She's not looking at the Devin LeMayhews and trying to bring them to the table in regards to this. She's putting forth a bill that is representative of what the people actually want. And being a bridge in that conversation has really, I have noticed along my advocacy efforts that she has always been that kind of unifying factor. So, I'm excited that, you know, as a resident of Dane County, that we have the potential of having that sort of leadership at our county level, not to mention the fact that she brings all of those voices together. She has a way of bringing forward those stakeholders and making sure that they have not only an opportunity to speak and be heard, but then she actually implements those policies if they fit in and in line, if
that
makes sense.
Let me give you, my friend, a little bit of political credit, some clout, some prognostication. We like to pick winners and losers occasionally. You were the one that gave me insight that Melissa Agard might be considering this. And yeah. I don't know if you had some particular insight, but you're the first one to say to me, she might drop out and run for Dane County Executive. Yeah. I said it the other day. The next morning, she made me prescient. I took all the credit. I just want to tell you, I'm taking all the credit for your relationship, brain power, and all that stuff.
Yeah, Alan. Man, you can run it. It's cool. I prefer being behind behind the scene, knowing a little. You know, I know Melissa. She's actually a friend of mine.
Yeah.
You know, and with these sorts of decisions, I don't think that you make them lightly. I think that you consult your, you know, your friends. You consult. I'm sure she talked to all of the people.
She didn't talk right. to Dominite. She called you guys. She called me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. But that's a friend of mine. I'm proud of all the things that she's accomplished in the Senate and in the Assembly. I'm proud of the work that she fought for there. And so she may have kicked it around a little bit. We may have talked about it, but I wouldn't betray her confidence, because that's a good friend of mine.
You're a better secret keeper than I am.
We are the Devil's Advocates. That's Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspects co-founder, talking 420 facts today. Before we get to the facts and some of the new inventory you got, Alan, just real quick on this level with Melissa leaving, who in the Senate you think picks up this pro 420 mantle?
I don't know. I will tell you this. I met with a gentleman who was running a podcast for one of my competitors, actually. I met with him a little bit earlier this week. He's putting together an advocacy group called Let's Legalize Wisconsin. They've been apparently building some steam and momentum. I hope that whoever in the legislature they end up working with is as earnest a partner in that advocacy work as Melissa has been.
Hey, let me just say, anybody can be a podcaster. You're on the radio, man.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Right now. Yeah. So tell everyone on the radio, Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspects, what do you got going on, man?
Yeah, man. So I'll tell you real quick. You know, I found out recently that it's not the amount of THC, either A or Delta 9, in your cannabis that really gets you the highest. That's not the end all be all. It's it has actually a lot to do with the other minor constituents of the plant. I'm talking about the terpenes, the flavonoids, and other cannabinoids. There's actually even this thing called a terpenoid. So I mean, the mixture of these things is what's going to give you that holistic and robust sort of high, right? There's a cannabinoid that's going to be a really sedative cannabinoid called cannabinol, CBN by its three-letter kind of initials. And that, when mixed in with any other terpenes or flavonoids, is really going to just put you straight to sleep, as opposed to getting you super high.
That's our friend Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect. You know, I feel like you are the expert on cannabis. And, you know, Dom and I, we are amateurs willing to learn. But if I wanted an actual consultation with you, Alan,
yeah,
can I set that up on the website now? Is that up and running and ready to go?
It is running and ready to go. I'll tell you what, man. We launched a website redesign the week before Black Friday. And it worked. So now we are all up and all ready to go. Super excited about the consultations. If you use the code DEVILRADIO, you'll get that $49.99 value completely free. That's DEVILRADIO. Just type that code in. Get you a 20-minute consultation with me. We can do that by Zoom, or we can do that at any one of our locations. And then we can talk about what it is you are trying to achieve with your cannabis consumption. We can talk about what cannabinoids work out best for you, and then we can get you lined up with those products.
I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but let's just say my wife was cleaning out her office last weekend, and it was hours. And she came out and she said, you know, I don't usually ever find that edibles work for me, but these ones Alan got for me, they're working really good.
Oh, yeah.
And she was having a good time, and she was cleaning her office, something Dom has never done. Alan, once again, if people want to sign up for the consultation or your wares, your products, where'd they go?
Go to herbalaspect.com, or you can reach out at any one of our locations. 3547 University Avenue, 2017 Winnebago Street, or right next to Dunkin' Donuts over on Gammon Road, 735 South Gammon.
Thank you, Alan. Have a great weekend.
You too, bud.
Thanks, Alan.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruling that former President Trump does not have immunity from prosecution in the federal election interference case against him. It also comes as a D.C. appeals court has similarly ruled that Trump is not immune from civil lawsuits stemming from the January 6th riot either. Authorities in Los Angeles warning about a possible serial killer targeting the homeless. Three people experiencing homelessness have been killed over a four-day span. Police ramping up patrols.
Authorities have created a task force and a 24-hour hotline. Also, the Los Angeles police chief is reaching out to law enforcement across the region to see if they've had any similar incidents.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. Beleaguered New York Republican Congressman George Santos has been ousted from the House following a vote on Friday. That's after a scathing ethics report and as he awaits federal criminal charges. Fighting has resumed in Gaza as a multi-day ceasefire collapsed as Israel accuses Hamas of violating the terms. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The secretary of the host committee for the 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is stepping down. Milwaukee Public Schools cut ties with Gerard Randall's Milwaukee Education Partnership 2 weeks ago. School board members say it isn't clear exactly what the nonprofit did with the school district's money. It also appears Randall lied about prominent people in Wisconsin serving on his leadership team. The city of Wausau is filing a lawsuit against 15 manufacturers of PFAS Forever chemicals. The lawsuit also names 61 major insurance companies that insured the manufacturers. Wausau has some of the worst PFAS contamination in the entire state, with the chemical found in all of the city's drinking water wells. Wausau officials say they hope to recoup some of the millions of dollars they've spent so far to provide safe drinking water and to try and clean up their water wells. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 16. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. Chance for snow tomorrow night, 27. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 16.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
the devil's advocates, sausage making every book.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Thank you to our friend and fine sponsor, Alan Robinson from the Herbal Aspect 420 Facts. You know, they're always welcome up in here. And, Dom, the DeSantis campaign, they've taken a couple on the chin. I think first it was the fact that their candidate lacks all charm and charisma. Very Scott-like, Walker-like character. Tragic, this guy. This Ron DeSantis that you love so dumb.
Why do you keep saying that? Just because he's a short guy like me doesn't mean we all believe the same things, Mike.
Well, anyways, let's talk about the Moms for Liberty. And the Moms for Liberty, apparently, down in Florida, have an ally in Ron DeSantis, right? And specifically, one of the Moms for Liberty is married to what? Like the chairman of the Florida Republican Party, who's really, really close with Ron DeSantis. And at least one other woman, right?
Yes, at least one other woman.
So this seems like your kind of story, Dom. I'm going to let you tell it.
There's lots of reporting on this. I found it in the Raw story, but then later I found one at the Miami Herald. So I'm going to go there. Fabiola Santiago. If Moms for Liberty co-founder had sex with a woman, why is she targeting Florida's gays? It's an opinion piece you can find at the Miami Herald. I'm just going to get a little bit out there. So you got to get the sense of what's
going on.
Yeah,
give people the context, because not everybody knows about the thruple, Dom.
Wouldn't it be ironic if the woman who led an ultra-conservative movement in Florida education that sought to put gays back in the closet was having a long-term three-way lesbian relationship with a lover she shared with her husband, the state's GOP chairman, question mark? Well, Crudy, I think that's a great question, a hell of an opening sentence, and I think it would be supremely ironic if that were to be the case. She continues. That's the allegation being made about Bridget Ziegler, co-founder a far-right Moms for Liberty, and a Sarasota school board member by an unnamed woman accusing Christian Ziegler of rape and sexual battery. Yeesh. Hypocrisy on steroids, if true. The crusading ideologue who demanded private Christian school-style mores in public schools from K through 12 when high school students are either close or already adults is now facing the ultimate scrutiny of her sex life. Christian Ziegler, according to a laboriously redacted Sarasota police report released to the media Thursday after Florida Trident, a watchdog news outlet, broke the news, is under a, quote, active criminal investigation. Now, let's get this right, folks. This is, again, the Florida GOP chair whose wife is a, what, co-founder of the Moms for Liberty organization, accused of, what, sexual battery and presumably, according to this, having threesomes. He's accused of going to the woman's house without Bridget on October 2nd and raping her, according to the police and media reports cited law enforcement sources. His wife isn't facing any charges. But in the context of the investigation, the woman revealed to police officer who was initially responding and the investigative detective her long-running three-way sex life with the couple. Christian Ziegler's lawyer vehemently denied the charges made against the brash party boss and vowed, who vowed earlier this year, quote, until we get every Democrat out of office and no Democrat considers running for office, we're going to continue to step on the gas and move forward in Florida. The Ziegler's were considered a quickly rising power couple whose collaborators of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis were, and also supporters, of course, of Donald Trump. But while he talked tough and boisterously, she seemed to be the real power and the shaker. The group she co-founded in the name of quote-unquote parental rights, credited with banning school books featuring gay characters and blacks confronting discrimination in a predominantly white society, has spread nationwide at a rate of 300 chapters in 48 states in 2 years. Even in liberal California, the misnamed Moms for Liberty and supporters attempted to purge a social studies textbook that contained a biography of legendary San Francisco gay rights leader Harvey Milk, We are fighting for the survival of America, the group claims in its literature. Plus, loyalty to an agenda that's also the governor's has been generously rewarded. DeSantis not only endorsed Bridget Ziegler's school board candidacy, but he gave her a seat on the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board of Supervisors. This is the agency formed after the dispute with Disney World over its corporate criticism of don't say gay laws banning sexual identity discussions in schools and following the termination of Disney's Reedy Creek Special Tax District operation agreement with the state. Now that a woman's allegations include the claim of sex tapes were made, the Zieglers are being dubbed a thruple. A thruple, Crudy.
Lordy, there's sex tapes, Tom?
Lordy, let there be tapes. There's more here, but of course.
I've got some response from the Moms for Liberty, at least yesterday afternoon's response.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday afternoon, Moms for Liberty responded to the fast-spreading news report issuing a statement on their social media platform X, you know, that's the Twitter, saying they stand with Bridget Ziegler. Yet another attempt today to ruin the reputation of a strong woman fighting for America, the group said, calling her a badass in a post that has since been deleted.
Oh, no.
I think they might be coming to a different conclusion, Tom. Like, maybe it happened? Maybe they don't want to stand with her badass?
Maybe not. And here's the thing. Of course, you know, the allegation of sexual battery and rape. I mean, the dude went over to their girlfriend's house, again, without the wife. So, I mean, who knows what's going on there? But it's very serious and terrible charge, obviously. The three-way, the thruple, the sex, the freakiness. You know me, man. I mean, whatever gets you through the night, whatever consenting adults.
Oh, I know you well.
Whatever they want to do, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But don't be such a raging hypocrite. I mean, the Moms for Liberty, as far as I know, are very anti-LGBTQ, right? Well, what is if you're in a threesome with your husband as a female, and there's another female, presumably there's, I don't know, hugging, touching, feeling going on all around. I got news for you, Moms for Liberty co-founder. That makes you the B in the LGBTQ. I'm just saying. And there's nothing wrong with that. But why are you self-loathing? Why are you bringing it down on everybody else? You want to live the life? Knock yourself out. You're not hurting anybody. But going out there and telling that other people and trying to make sure other people, what, can't live the life you're living? How very, very specific for Republicans. Telling other people what they cannot do. Unbelievable.
Strange it didn't somehow involve Matt Gaetz, being a Florida couple and all.
Not yet.
Do you think Bridget and Christian Ziegler and the now disgraced outgoing chairman of the Florida GOP, do you think they have a mutual OnlyFans page? I mean, they might have some legal bills coming up.
It might be worth it. You know, there are a lot of people out there that will pay to. All you got to do is have a camera. You know, no big deal, folks. OnlyFans. That's a great idea for maybe the fundraiser. Instead of GoFundMe, just get yourself an OnlyFans page.
When are we doing that?
No one wants to see that. Now, I think I did see, although I don't have the source in front of me, DeSantis actually today suggesting the guy step down, the guy resign, right? Have you seen that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
That DeSantis suggested this Christian.
Not only have I seen it. We've got the sound, I do believe. Let's give me a minute. What?
All right.
He's working the phones. You know, some people are calling us because it is a call-in show, and we do air grievances on Fridays. So your calls are welcome here at 844-967-2789. But I got to tell you, this was one of the most redeeming acts of George Santos's entire term. George Santos getting bitch slapped on the floor, right? Gets up and responds like the true drama queen that he is. And he repeats a specific allegation made against one of his colleagues. And this is what it sounded like.
You, sir, are a crook. I know I should direct my comments to the chair. I yield back.
My colleague wants to come up here, call me a crook. Same colleague who's accused of being a woman beater. Are we really going to ignore the facts that we all have passed and we all have the media coming out against us on a daily basis? I can go and read about all my colleagues. I'm not going to stand here to smear them. I'm not going to stand here and use the time I have to say ill things about my colleagues. I refuse
more
to
ill
stoop
things?
To that level.
More stooping? Lower stooping?
I refuse to stoop to that level after I literally just stooped to that level.
That guy's a wife beater.
A woman beater. A woman beater. You're a woman beater. I mean, wow. Yes. What can you say? What did Jeff Scott Olson used to say to us, our fine civil rights attorney? We are a flawed species.
He said that mostly to you, Dom. Mostly to you.
844-967-2789. It's Friday, airing the grievances. Cindy from Appleton, you're up. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, I think the Republican Party's motto should be do as I say, not as I do. And if right. I get caught in something illegal, just ignore it.
And get rid of the GAB, the John Doe process, raise campaign finance limits, and blame it on somebody else.
Yep.
Burn the evidence.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Cindy, it seems to be pervasive. I mean, it's not just, you know, here in Wisconsin. It could be any myriad of issues, but you're absolutely right. Do as I say and not as I do. And again, what consenting adults do, you know, consenting adults do. So what? But to be such an advocate against the very thing that you apparently are is really beyond the pale.
Yeah, especially when you're toting family values. Really? These are the kind of family values we want.
Well, some of us
so
do.
Much, so much love to spread around.
Not so much
Cindy.
The criminality stuff, but the throuple.
Oh, my God. You got anything else today, Cindy?
Nope. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you,
Cindy.
You we appreciate the call. 844-967-2789.
She's getting out of here. Just in case, you know, she thinks it's an audition.
Yeah, you never know where it's going to go. I mean, really, really, and again, it's hard because I want to mock these people so much, but there is a legitimate sexual assault rape allegation here, and that's certainly disturbing. But the hypocrisy that the Republicans continue to show, I mean, not just in this particular, you know, threesome with these couples, whatever, with a couple and a girlfriend, but the George Santos, all these folks, no, we're not going to vote against him. He wasn't convicted. Well, I mean, it was unanimous coming out of your ethics committee, you guys. I mean, this isn't like, hey, we don't like him because he believes in Medicare for all, so let's kick him out. That's not what's happening here. The guy, Santos, is just so egregious. It was so blatantly obvious. The guy's got to go, and it is a privilege to be in the House. It's a privilege to be in Congress. They got rules. And they can kick him out. And they decided for what? The sixth time in U.S. history and the first time without a specific conviction, although he is facing 23 federal charges. And, you know, I would say the numbers don't lie. Isn't that what Tish James says? You know, the numbers and the facts don't lie. You can say what you want. You can spin it how you want. George Santos on the floor calling them names, calling them women beaters. But, you know, he's got to go stoop to that level. You know, it's very obvious what you did with that money. They know what you did with that money. You're going to go to trial for what you did with that money.
Well, not only is he going to trial, he's going to be convicted. He's going to go to prison. And Dom, then the question becomes, is he going to lose his mattress on the first thing?
You guarantee it, man. Oh, my God.
Now, does a guy like George Santos
his slippers? I mean, it's all going to be gone.
Is he going to be standing there the next day? You know, they're going to do roll call and he's going to be standing there naked because he'll have no prison possessions left. Certainly not his dignity.
Oh, terrible. But well, no longer a stain upon our Congress, no longer in the House. So I fully expect that the approval ratings of the House of Representatives is going to go up from 13% to 14%.
You know what his last official act was as a congressman?
What?
Going on Foxy News. You know what was on C-SPAN, though? And this I found quite interesting. The changing of the locks. You know how long it takes to change the locks on an expelled congressman's office, Dom?
30 seconds?
About 2 minutes.
Okay, all right.
Or as Steffi would call that, a good night. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. 844-967-2789.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
The Three Amigos!
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the glass.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, airing of the grievances. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. 844-967-2789. We love it today. Bill Press, our pal, going to come around in the happy hour. Make sure you stick around.
Dominic, I've got a grievance. Michigan Public Service Commission approves Enbridge Line 5 permit for a tunnel under the Strait of Mackinac.
That's a great idea. Mackinac.
Mackinac. I know, I always get that wrong. 844-967-2789. Karina, you may not want to talk about the Straits of Mackinac, so we'll take you first.
Hello?
Hey, Karina.
Hi. You know what, guys? I'm thinking for a Democratic Party, it would be useful to put, like, two columns with the Republicans who are actually do have a criminal and civil charges and currently are under investigation, who are actually working for government in one capacity or another, and the Democrats who in the same situation, and not with the made up impeachments or made up responsibility of a son, a Biden's son, because Biden's son is not part of the government. Right. So
the only Democrat,
only
Democrat that I know that is actively under investigation is Bob Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, or Egypt, depending on your point of view, Karina. But I think there's got to
exactly
be hundreds of Republican Congress people. I mean, we saw new information about Scott Perry, a congressman that was very much in the middle of the January 6th. There may be a number of Congress people when the January 6th stuff, the crimes are actually prosecuted against the top, and that begins in March. There may be a number of Congress people that are also caught up in that, Karina. I would say perhaps hundreds.
That's what I'm saying, because I recently talked to someone who's definitely a Republican a person, and reasonable enough. And all of a sudden, that person tells me, well, you know, all these Democrats who went down on impeachment. So they think that if a Republican came up with a fake impeachment, sucked out of their finger, it actually happened.
They don't even need to vote on it, Karina. They just have to have a guy declare
it. People don't understand that. They think that if they said, if Robin Bosch came out and said, we're going to impeach somebody, it's actually going to happen, and it's already happened. So I think it's very useful to put it on one page, two columns, and say, hey, guys, you know what? This is a Republican who's pretty much going to jail, and this is a Democrat who's going to jail. And let's see what's ratio and what kind of people are we working with.
Here's my pledge. I will do the Democratic column, and Dom can do the Republican column.
It sounds like a lot of work, Karina, but I certainly appreciate it.
You are sneaky. You are sneaky. But no, listen, seriously, I think it would be useful because honestly, people think that if I somebody can come up and say, I didn't impeach somebody, then they're actually doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I like that idea. It's nice to visualize the specific contrast between indicted and convicted and charged. Hell, I mean, whatever the criteria is, we'll apply them to both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, and see what's list would be bigger. And I think, to Karina's point, it would probably be mostly the Republicans.
844-967-2789.
Who was it? Senator Fetterman was jumping on
Menendez. He should be the next one to
be next to go. Yeah.
I don't disagree with the hoodie-wearing senator from Pennsylvania on that issue, Dom.
No, it's hard to disagree, especially given the gravity of what's going on. And the guy's still in a committee, right? He's like, has the committee. I mean, come on. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome, sir. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it's kind of for George Santos. I couldn't help think of George Santos and of his old tune of Dancing Queen, of him, you know, facing the music there on the floor, being a real drama queen when he's out there on his way out the door and just burning all his bridges behind him and probably those in front of him as well.
Well, he's not coming back, Mark. I mean, I guess I don't want to say that you never know in today's world. Look who's leading the Republican presidential right now. So it's hard to say, but I highly doubt he's coming back.
Yeah, it's just, I hope, you know, he's well, you know, but he's got probably going to have a spot on Fox News if he stays out of jail.
he's not going to stay out of jail, man. But he might get a few interviews, you know, on the way in and maybe some updates. I could do the phone call. 844-967-2789.
I really saw his future sort of as a alternative to RuPaul's drag show, you know, like.
Oh, not even close. Those gals are talented. Santos, total amateur. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. Yesterday afternoon, I had the extreme privilege of watching those "That a Boy, You're Our Guy" speeches, trying to buttress the argument to keep him. And the guy from Texas and Gates were, I'm paraphrasing best I can remember, but the guy from Texas, he slipped in. First of all, he called him George Soros. So, you know, he's thinking, that bad billionaire that gives money to liberals. And then when Matt Gaetz got up there, he was going on and on about he's been convicted of nothing. This is wrong. This is all this and that. And then he goes, we don't even know who he is. That's your argument?
He's the coffee boy.
You know, first of all,
I have many people working in my organization. Problem.
Guys, isn't that part of the problem? Yeah, we don't know who he is. He's got so many aliases, for crying out loud.
Right.
We don't know who he really is. Gaetz said something to that effect.
Thanks for the call, Dick. Right, we don't know who he is. And people say, oh, you know, he was elected to serve the people of New York. I'm like, but the person he presented that was actually elected is not the real person. I mean, it was a total fraud. I mean, add it to the list.
Dominic, we've got a few responding on the text line. Andrew says, let's see the GOP's line in the sand change. What are they going to say when Trump is convicted?
Right.
There's some love going out to caller Karina. She shows a lot of heart when she calls into the show. And here's one. Speculation that you wear those sunglasses to cover up your bloodshot eyes. Well, that's hardly speculative. Folks, a happy hour indeed. Our friend Bill Press, with or without the shades. He's a podcaster, a pundit, prognosticator, friend of the devil's. Hopefully he's next.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.